I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. It's another wet week in Southern California. Let's head to the very damp market now to see how farmers are faring after the rain.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. It has been an absolutely crazy day here at the market. 20 minutes ago, it was hailing and thundering. Now the sun is out. I'm here with a familiar face at the Santa Monica Farmers Market, Alain Giraud. How are you, sir?
I'm good. And I bring the sun to your plate, you see?
You brought the sunshine. So I remember when you had Anisette just around the corner here from the Farmers Market. Then you had Maison Giraud up in the Pacific Palisades. Tell us what you're up to now.
Since Maison Giraud have to close in 2016, I go back with my previous company with name Four Stars Private Cuisine, and I'm doing a private. I'm doing parties for my multiple client, mostly on the west side. I do teaching too, cooking class, lecture, a little bit of consulting, you know, like every chef without a restaurant.
Wow. Well, you've got more freedom now. You're still here at the farmer's market pretty much every single Wednesday. What are you shopping for today?
I have a client at this weekend and I'm doing a menu. I start doing at the COVID takeout for my house. Each week now, but I bought some blood orange to do an orange and asparagus salad. Is the farmer's market, outside of all the beautiful people, beautiful farmer like Peter, he give you a sense of a season. You know, look, Catherine, you have rhubarb. Rhubarb.
Just now, yeah, rhubarb. Now, rhubarb.
Yeah, we're just talking. So it's... I make a list, and the good thing is I never follow my list. I just look at. This week I'm doing a roast tribass with spring vegetables, so I will go to check. Peter don't have any chipolini onions, my favorite, but the blood orange with the end of the winter season. And I bought all the time some tomato from Valdivia. I'm ashamed to buy tomato during the winter, but it's luxury to be in California. Some citrus, some juice. I love the blood orange juice from Peter. Reduce it for sauce. It's amazing. It's very light. It's beautiful. And baby turnips, I'm sure today, I hope. Some radishes. It's just the sense of the season, you know, look around, and I'm very stable. I bought almost all the time the same thing and looking for new.
Sure.
It's a part of shopping at the market.
Oh, it's the best part about shopping at the market. So I have to ask, you did just say rhubarb.
Yeah.
You were clearly excited about it. Now I've seen it at a few stands. What would you do with that?
Once a while I cook it with just a touch of sugar, and we switch for, what's the name of the, Catherine, the monk food sugar to be more healthy. And you just cook with a touch of sugar, like a compote, and I do petit choux chantilly. I put that for the acidity, and the chantilly, creme chantilly on the top. That was my dessert for this Saturday, and I will add a little bit of touch of rhubarb now. And a classic French thing is rhubarb and strawberry, but it's too early for the strawberry.
I know, the poor strawberry farmers strawberry have been hit so hard.
I grew up in a farmhouse in France, so I'm in love with farming and shopping at the market. I think it's a plus for us. And we're so lucky to have the Santa Monica Farmers Market. I mean,
the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, one of the happiest, yes, for sure.
All right, well, wonderful to see you here and great to know what you're up to. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure to see you again.
That was Chef Alain Giraud of Four Stars Private Cuisine. He does do takeout menus periodically. You can follow him on Instagram for all the details, at Chef Alain Giraud. Julia Tamai is one of the farmers who typically brings strawberries this time of year down to the Santa Monica Farmers Market. She's part of Tamai Family Farms and the daughter of Gloria Tamai, who is familiar to many people here at the market. Julia, I have been seeing some crazy images, videos online of what's been going on in Oxnard, the flooding that's occurred. Tell us what's happening at your property.
At our property right now, it is underwater on one corner where we have a lot of our herbs and arugula growing. We were able to pump out a lot into the ditch, so we were able to save our crop there. And then as far as our strawberry rows go, they're normally about, I want to say, 2.5 feet deep just to walk through the row. And they filled up with water yesterday, and we were probably about 2 inches away from them going over the top and into the onto the actual berry plant. So It's been a struggle with all the water. For those of you that don't know, we tend to throw away a lot of strawberries. That's why when we tell you when you purchase them, not to wash them till you're going to eat them and refrigerate them. So right now they're getting plenty of washing. And the hail, not to mention the hail, adds little indents on them. So don't expect perfect fruit this time of year with this kind of weather condition.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have lived in Oxnard your entire life. Have you ever seen it flood like this before?
Yes, maybe when I was like 15. We're aging myself here, but about 25 years ago, we've had a lot of rain like this. I think it was almost during El Nino, I want to say. And that was a bad time for us as well. But we survived that, and we're going to survive this again, just one day at a time.
Just one day at a time, that's right. So tell us what else we can expect with the strawberries. When you have this much moisture, does it actually change the flavor of the fruit too?
That's a very good question. Yes, it does. Like our skin, the strawberry skin is also very thin. So when it gets too much water, it actually starts retaining it. And so sometimes people will be like, oh, why does my strawberry taste watery? It's because of all the moisture in the water that we're getting from the rain. And it usually takes about one picking to clear out, or a lot of good sunshine. That's why everyone likes them during summer when it's warmer, because that's usually when they're sweeter. So the more sun they get, the tastier they are.
Okay, and the ones that are just barely above water right now, they will be salvaged?
No, we're probably throwing away 85% of our crop right now. So normally this time of year, we have tons of strawberries for the table, three different varieties. Right now we had 12 boxes for the table.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Now put that in comparison. When you say 12 boxes today, how many would you normally bring this time of year?
Normally we'd probably bring about 100, and today we had 12, and this is one of our larger markets. So it's pretty insane when you put it in those terms of what we're able to sell versus what we're throwing away.
Unbelievable. All right, so we could have a really great strawberry season in about, what, a month or so?
Hoping a month, maybe like 2 weeks, though, if we get all the sunshine that they say is coming our way. We're hoping for at least 1 to 2 weeks. It doesn't take much. We just have to clean the plant and then the sun, let the sun and nature do its thing.
All right. Well, this is so good for all of us farmers market shoppers to know. Thank you, Julia.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That was Julia Tamai. She is from Tamai Family Farms, which are up in Oxnard. We can hopefully expect some beautiful berries coming to their stand within the next couple weeks. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman, your Good Food host. Since you're listening to the show as a podcast, you may be unaware that it's produced by a public radio station. KCRW is listener-supported, and so we occasionally come to listeners to ask for funding to do what we do. Public radio is one of the original crowdfunding mechanisms, and we're grateful for it. This week is our spring pledge drive, and we're looking to you to count yourself in with a donation. It's a virtual circle. You give us support, and we spend our days combing the world for stories we think will resonate and inspire. And get this, we have one of the best sweeps ever this weekend, and it involves our first guest on today's show, Bertha. If you're a KCRW member and you live within 20 miles of downtown LA, and you donate on either Saturday, March 25th or Sunday, March 26th, then you could win a sassy pie baking class for you and five friends with Bertha. I mean, come on, does it get better than that? 4 hours of campy baking with Bertha for you and your besties. Of course, this is in honor of KCRW's Pie Fest and Contest, so whether you're a novice baker or a seasoned pro, pledge today for your chance to laugh and bake. Donate today by going to kcrw.com/give, and thank you so much. As always, I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.